This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine today. In Warsaw, Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial welcome. The Prime Minister will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Mr. Modi will also interact with the Indian community, business leaders and prominent Indologists. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Poland in the past 45 years. The visit is taking place at a time when both nations are marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. Mr. Modi will also visit memorials that commemorate the special relation of Poland with Jamnagar and Kolhapur. The Prime Minister will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine after establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries in 1992. The 2+2 ministerial dialogue between India and Japan was held in New Delhi yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Yoko Kamikawa took part in the meeting. During the 2+2 meeting, the ministers reviewed the bilateral cooperation and explored new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In the press statements after the meeting, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Being two important stakeholders in the Indo-Pacific region, India and Japan are important sentinels of the region in many ways." He said, "Therefore, the Indo-Japan partnership is important for peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region." In his press statements, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar said extensive and productive views were shared in the meeting on defense and security. BJP has appointed party leader Ram Madhav and Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy as election in charge for the upcoming Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. The Union Territory will go to polls in three phases on 18th and 25th September and 1st October. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 90,000 new voters have been added after a special summary revision of photo electoral rolls. According to the ECI officials, this has brought the total number of registered voters in the region to 88.03 lakh. The special summary revision of photo electoral rolls with qualifying date July 1, 2024 was completed in all 20 districts of Jammu and Kashmir. They said women electors and first-time voters have registered a significant increase. The officials noted that the effort was part of a regular exercise to ensure that the electoral rolls are up to date and accurately reflect the current electorate. Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO has added 19.29 lakh net members in June this year, registering a growth of 7.86% in comparison to same month of the last year. Ministry of Labour and Employment said that the surge in membership can be attributed to numerous factors, including increased employment opportunities. The data indicates that around 10.25 lakh new members have enrolled during June this year. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will address the inaugural session of 19th CII India-Africa Business Conclave in New Delhi today. The theme of the three-day conclave is Creating One Future. The conclave focuses on areas such as trade, investment, infrastructure, healthcare and technology. The conclave began yesterday. More than 1,100 international delegates from 65 countries, out of which 47 are African nations, are participating in the conclave. A two-day EU-India Track 1.5 conference will begin today in New Delhi. India and the European Union will host the regional conference to discuss current and emerging threats in online radicalization and find ways to jointly counter the exploitation of online spaces by extremist and terrorist actors. The conference will bring together experts, policymakers, academia and law enforcement officials from South Asia and Europe who are at the forefront of the fight against digital extremism. The conference aims to enhance counter-terrorism dialogues and partnerships in the region consistent with the EU's Indo-Pacific strategy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.